Florida voters will get to decide the fate of several proposed constitutional amendments when they vote. One of them deals with solar energy. That would be Amendment 1, and supporters and critics have plenty to say about it. WSF's Steve Newborn ran a few claims by Josh Gillen with PolitiFact Florida.
One of the more interesting things on the ballot that not a lot of people are talking about because the presidential elections are sucking the oxygen out of the room is Amendment 1. It would regulate the rights of people using solar energy to sell excess power back into the electric grid. Here's what former Vice President Al Gore had to say about that earlier in October at Miami-Dade College's Kendall campus.
They are trying to fool you into amending your state constitution in a way that gives them the authority to shut down net metering and do in Florida what they did in Nevada and just kill the solar industry.
Let's generate some fact-checking into Gore's claim with Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Steve.
All right, Josh, first things first, explain what net metering is.
Very simply, it's the process in which if you have solar panels on your house, you are allowed to sell power back to the electric company, okay? But you generally still have to be connected to the traditional grid because at nighttime, you know, this is a surprise, I bet, but the sun is not out and you will still need power for your house. So generally what people do is they have panels, they generate their own electricity and sell some back and then are connected to the grid at night.
So there's a little bit of controversy around the wording of this amendment. So tell me why people are a little bit on fire about this.
Okay, well, you know, environmentalist groups and renewable energy groups are really upset about a clause in this amendment, and there's two parts to it. The second half says, and to ensure that consumers who do not choose to install solar are not required to subsidize, remember that word, subsidize the costs of backup power and electric grid access to those who do. Now, that goes to what we just talked about. People who have solar panels are still connected to the grid. And what net metering does is let them have a lower bill. The electric company, in essence, has to pay them for that power, so their bill is lower. And what the utility companies are telling people is that, you know, they don't necessarily think it's fair for these people who have solar panels to still be connected to the grid and get that electricity without paying as much as customers who don't have solar panels.
Opponents of this, particularly in the solar power industry, say this would strangle their revenue sources by not allowing them to sell power back to the grid and thereby putting the kibosh on their sales, right?
Yeah. So what this addresses is the idea of third-party companies. And what third-party companies do in other states is they will install panels on your house for free or for a reduced price, and they make their money by leasing that equipment to you and then selling that excess power to electric companies. Now, currently, Florida does not allow that. But what this would do is even if third-party companies did come in and do that, it would really cut off that source of revenue for them. And that brings us to what Gore said. Now, we actually rated his statement half true, because he is saying that it would be automatic and that it granted utilities authority to do this. And the issue is no one knows for sure, maybe not even the utility companies, what the utility companies will do. But it does create, legal experts told us, a backdoor in the Constitution that would allow them to argue this before the Public Service Commission, which sets utility rates and regulations, and the Florida Supreme Court. They could go and say, we are now subsidizing solar customers, and that's not fair. So they could either charge a fee if you have solar panels, or they could end net metering or change policies as they feel they could argue successfully in court.
All right, Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for shining some light into this very complex topic.
It's always an electrifying discussion, Steve.